Namo myoho renge kyo, namo myoho renge kyo, namo myoho renge kyo. Hi everyone, thanks for being here. Thank you for your practice. This is a word that comes up quite often in various forms. I've usually taken to calling it reward. I think that's a little bit more obvious in modern parlance than merit, because of what it actually is discussing. But in most translations, the word merit or benefit is used. So there's bound to be a little bit of confusion what that means. So both are, or I should say all three, are in the new Volume 2 of Buddhism Reference. The first one we come to, of course, alphabetically, is benefits. And I'll just read it so that I don't repeat myself. The extraordinary samsaric experiences of Buddhaness attained through the practice of awakening, the single-minded contemplation of Buddha. That's a mouthful. When reading the first sermon of Shakyamuni after his awakening, the Avatamsaka Sutra, one is quickly overwhelmed at the profound and voluminous qualities inherited from the state of Buddhahood. From the sensitivities and augmented senses of taste, touch, smell, etc., to the perceptions of all sort, these benefits, quote-unquote, are incalculable in their vastness and number. Sometimes also referred to as merits, benefits are more personal in that they describe internal experiences, while merits describe our behavioral interactions with others. That's one way to look at it. And I'll just interject here before I read this excerpt from Britannica on the Avatamsaka Sutra. If you've read it or if you haven't, it's a very large sermon. And basically, it's Shakyamuni right after Siddhartha Gautama, right after his enlightenment. And first speaking to the few disciples, followers that were staying with him and exploring what this enlightenment is like. Well, these disciples had no idea how he came to these realizations, and the vocabulary he was using was like, based on what? What are you? They were very confused. This is why he only taught, depending on which resource you look at, for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Some, I think, say maybe as much as 4 weeks. He didn't teach this sutra very long before he pulled back. I think he thought to himself, oops, a little too excited there. I need to prepare these people to understand what I'm espousing, yes? But if you do read it, what you'll notice is that every single, like I listed here, the taste, right? He goes into multiple paragraphs, pages, entire chapters on the qualities of the tongue, the way that it moves. And he gives these qualities personages, as he does throughout his teachings, right? So suddenly, the taste of sweetness, see, he's going to take it apart for every kind of taste the tongue can sense. And he labels them atmospheric, universal names, bodhisattva names, because he's talking about the experience of Buddhaness changes absolutely everything down to its fundamental core. The energies that create your tongue are modified. They're honed and perfected so that when you taste something, you taste it with a spectrum never before experienced. And each and every one of those tastes, sour, sweet, on and on and on. I mean, there are pages and pages of this. Obviously, as you read these descriptions, they're so dense with superlatives in the form of not only linguistic superlatives, but personages that go beyond the human experience, beyond samsara, right? The bodhisattvas, the buddhas, that he creates personages for each of these different excellences are named thusly because they represent the experience through the enlightenment, the Buddha experience. But even knowing that, reading through all of these descriptives, it's you have to read it in chunks. It's not an easy read, but that's what it represents, right? So when we see the word merit, what we're really seeing is when you awaken this Buddha mind, you're given in a way this reward for your dedicated, focused practice. So it points to a merit, that you merit these wonderful, excellent things, right? Experiences, not things, but that they exist through your enlightenment. So a more Western way of looking at that is benefit, right? This is what you get. But, you know, like reward, I mean, these words have, you know, samsaric charisma. So it's hard to capture this thought, yeah? So here's an excerpt from Britannica on the Avatamsaka Sutra. The sutra speaks of the deeds of the Buddha and of their resulting merits that blossom much like a garland of flowers, right? The Flower Garland Sutra. The discourse begins with the Buddha's enlightenment, attended by an anthem chorus of bodhisattvas, Buddhas to be, and divine beings as numerous as the atoms of all the worlds. There follows a great assembly in the palace of the gods, the god Indra, whom Buddha instructs, and similar assemblies in other celestial regions, accompanied by manifestations of great glory. In such settings, the Buddha teaches that all beings have the Buddha nature, that all phenomena are mutually originating and interdependent, and that finally, all is Buddha. So you see, in his very first sermon, he said very clearly what we all know, albeit through lots of language and superlatives, yes? But there it is. All phenomena are mutually originating and interdependent, right? Dependent origination. And all is Buddha. And everyone has the Buddha nature. It's the very first sutra. It's not like these are bombs he drops at only in the Lotus Sutra, right? The way to get there is a descriptive you could use for his arc of teaching until he reaches the Lotus Sutra for the most direct method of self-manifesting Buddha, yeah? Everything before that is preparation in mind, in our thoughts, to understand that ability. It's really that simple. All right. So that is benefits. Pretty simple, really. But I don't know, the wandering samsaric mind can create complexities out of it that, anyway. All right. So now, once again, I'm looking through the computer here for, I will proceed to another video on the BDK translation of the Lotus Sutra. I hope you'll join me for that. In the meantime, be kind to yourself. Take care of your health. Keep your practice strong. Savor it. Namo myoho renge kyo. Support the channel in any way you can, even if that just means liking and subscribing. It's a bodhisattva act. It helps propagate, right, this channel. So thank you. Thank you for doing that. Thank you, patrons. And don't forget, lots of free stuff. The podcasts are free. Lots of free info. Even a translation of the Lotus Sutra on threefoldlotus.com, chapter by chapter. So lots of info there. Please avail yourself to it as you need to. And I will see you in the next one. Bye for now.